clerk is on the other side.
Thank you. The Board of Commissioners, public meeting, Tuesday, February 18, 2020. The time is now 7:06. Pursuant to the requirements of the Open Public Meeting Act, Chapter 231, Public Law 1975, notice of this meeting was published in the November 28, 2019 issue of the Nutley Sun, the Herald News, and the Star Ledger. A copy of this notice has been posted on the Nutley Town Hall bulletin board, and a copy is on file in the municipal clerk's office. Commissioner Rogers is absent, excused. Commissioner Tucci?
Here.
Commissioner Evans?
Here.
Commissioner Petracco?
Here.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Here.
All present mayor except for Commissioner Rogers. He's absent, excused.
All right. Commissioner Petracco, what do you have on the agenda?
I have a public safety report, and I have another ordinance introduction. This is probably for a handicap spot, I'm guessing. And I have three resolutions. I have the authorized entering into contract with Serensky, our labor council in Hollenbeck. I have authorized to sell abandoned personnel. Actually, I have another one for the same. That
personal property.
Personal not property.
Abandoned personnel.
I said personnel. Personal property.
It's called slavery.
No, Mayor. No comment.
See what happens when he doesn't have anything? No comment.
I'm just listening. I'm listening.
You're correcting. You're reading with your pen again.
Commissioner Evans, what do you have on the agenda today?
I have a report and good wishes.
Okay, good wishes. That's wonderful. Commissioner Rogers has nothing on the agenda. Commissioner Tucci.
I have a shade tree report, and let's see what else I have. I have five resolutions congratulating the dignitaries for the St. Patrick's Day Parade, and I have a resolution to enter into a contract with Viridian Environmental Consultants for the Mural Park. That's all right.
I have a ordinance introduction, which is a floodplain management that's come down from the DEP, which they issued in October, and has to be done right away or else we'll get fined. So they've come back with some de minimis changes to what we submitted to them. So
is this for compliance purposes? I mean, they changed the rules, so we have to...
Oh, this is what you have to do.
Okay.
I have a couple of resolutions. Some raffle applications, authorize an award to professional services to Mercury, which is a government relations firm, a budget appropriations, and I have a resolution supporting the replacement of the bridge, the Jessup Memorial Bridge over the Passaic River, and improvements to the roadway intersections as well as the mountain.
Three going and two coming back?
Or the other way. It's three and two.
What year is that for?
Three coming into the line.
Yeah, I went to that. When are they, or do they have the plans, or is there a date and for that to start digging?
I would say the out end is 10 years.
Crazy.
Before that bridge is replaced. My
opinion. Hopefully nobody winds up in the trunk.
Just on the Mercury one, in the resolution, the cost of that is allocated to five departments.
Okay. The cost of what's allocated? What is that?
Mercury.
You were in that low voice again. I had to...
It's all five departments. It's allocated.
Oh, we're all for a piece?
Okay. Yeah, we're all for a piece.
Madam Clerk, what do you have on?
Thank you, Mayor. We have regular meeting minutes. We have minutes for executive session for January 2nd, January 14th, and February 4th. We have several applications. One is for Sam Pytel for Social Affair, the Nutley High School Booster Club for the Father's Day Affair, the Nutley Family Service Bureau for a Social Affair permit. The Nutley Irish has also submitted an application for a social affair. Nutley Belleville Columbus Day and Italian Heritage Month Parade has submitted an affair to hold a raffle on a Sunday. And then Nutley High School PTO has submitted a letter requesting permission to hold a raffle on a Sunday as well. And that's it for communications.
Are you going to read them all, or are we going to vote on?
I was going to ask you, can I read them all together, and then we take one vote?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Council.
Mayor, we have this in your packet as a draft of an ordinance on, from the rent leveling board. This is something that we went over about a year ago regarding some changes, not really anything significant, mainly increasing from the number, or from two to four, two units would constitute a dwelling unit as opposed to just four in the previous way. It gives them more ability to enforce the ordinance. We've been through this, but I'm going to ask to put it on the next meeting, and if you want Joe Hannon here, he'll said he'll come and go over the changes again with you. So I can have him here at the next meeting and just explain to you again what the changes meant. I know it's been a while since we looked at it.
So multiple dwellings are going to be two units or more, not four units.
For their purposes of being able to get reporting back on the units.
So not necessarily so under rent control, correct?
No. No, but there are reporting requirements based on reporting requirements.
So then a two-family home, two-family house would be considered two dwelling units?
You have to report, yes.
That has now would have a new reporting obligation.
What's the purpose of that? What report for what?
They were having issues with getting accurate data, my recollection is, from a year ago. And, you know, I'd rather have him explain it to you, because they have really, the issues they were dealing with at the rent leveling board are not... I'm foreign too.
I'd like to sit in on that one.
We'll get him in. Yeah. See, yeah. I'm not, there's no rush on it because it's been sitting, but you see the changes are on there, the actual red line changes.
Your department on
that, right? Yeah.
Department.
Looks a little more wear under fire, police department.
Just keep smiling.
I don't think it affects inspection issues. I think it's just reporting issues.
Like what, upgrades and things like that? Or?
Well, they have to report certain things to the rent leveling board every year.
I think it would be a great idea.
Multiple family units.
We just table it until they can explain it to us.
Yeah, well, I'm saying it's not on the agenda tonight.
It's, just
it's in your package if you want to take a look at it. It'll be in next week. Other than that, we need executive, discuss litigation, the pool club, and some potential litigation, and some contract negotiation.
Can I have a motion to go into executive?
Move it.
Second.
Whereas Section 8 of the Open Public Meeting Act, Chapter 231, Public Law 1975, permits the exclusion of the public from meeting in certain circumstances. And whereas the public body is of the opinion that such circumstances exist. And whereas the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley and the County of Essex and State of New Jersey desire to proceed to close executive session. And now therefore be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley and move into close executive session to discuss litigation, potential litigation, and contract negotiations. Be it further resolved that the time when such discussions may be disclosed to the public shall be when and such disclosures may be made without adversely affecting the Township of Nutley, pending and or anticipated legal, personnel, contractual matters, and other matters within the exceptions provided for by statute. Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
Time is 7:15.
I have a quick question on this.
We just need one second.